Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to MindBody TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. Always, I'm so excited to be here. I love doing these broadcasts, and today is one that is so, I think, pertinent to everything that all of us experience, and it's a major shift that can allow us to open up to so much more. I'm going to be sharing about how to get out of lack and into abundance. Now, I know there's a lot of talk about manifesting abundance and all the things we think we need to do to like go for it and to co-create and have abundance. And we're going to take a slightly different approach than what most people share on this, because it can be so much simpler, so much more effortless, and it's just letting go of a lot of the lies that we've believed about ourselves, about our world, about our body, about our health, about our reality and what's possible, to really enter more into a serenity of what we already know. This is incredibly valuable for if you're experiencing lack of health, where it's like, no matter what I do, I just don't have what I need, and I'm trying, my life revolves around my health, or lack of energy, where you're always feeling depleted and always feeling exhausted and you don't have what you need. Lack of money, which is the current form of energy currency we're in the most prevalently. So even if people don't like money, don't want to deal with money, here we are, being willing to invite plenty of money, abundance of money through your experience is one of the true signs of alignment with this health of who you truly are. Not enough time, where it's like, oh, I'm always late, or oh, I can't get everything done, or there's just too much to do, I don't have time. Lack of anything is always a reflection of lack of me fully showing up in my world. And I had someone ask I'm actually going to call her in here, in one of my live groups a few weeks back in the Embracing Health group, about this. Like, well, what do you mean? How do I let more of me show up? I don't really know like who I truly am, or what I truly want, or what's the real reflection of me, and who am I being that's not me? And there was some confusion. So I percolated over that. And I knew I wanted to make a video on it, but like I said, it was a few weeks ago. Usually something will come in right away, and I'll either answer the question either in the MindBody community or in any of my private groups, or it's like so big that I'm like, oh, I've got to make a video, and I'll make it right away, or maybe the next day. And this one, it was like something bigger wanted to come in. So I kept asking the question, what does it really look like to allow more of me to come through? Like I said, that is the number one thing, that is the thing that is happening. If there is lack of anything in your life, not enough money, not enough time, not enough people to support me, not enough new ideas, not enough, you know, love, fill in the blank. If you're in lack, it's always a reflection of not enough of the true essence of me shining through my life, or in this case, the true essence of you shining in your life, like not enough of the true me coming through. Now, this can show up as kind of contrived ways of being, where it's like, oh, I'm truly this artist, but let me be, you know, in more of a linear profession because that's what I should do to make money and that's what I think I need to do. So I kind of like curtail who I'm being. Yeah, so many of us are doing that, or being in a relationship or relationships where it's like, I've got to do for others. I should be a nice person. I should be this way. But who I really am is something else. And I kind of hide that or stifle that or suppress that because I think it won't be accepted. This can happen on so many levels of our life. But in this MindBody TV episode today, I'm going to share a really, really simple way to access more of the true you and allow it to come through. So welcome everyone to the call. And like I said, if you've been experiencing lack in any of these areas, you're going to want to stay tuned and we'll dive into this more. I also want to welcome everyone for the live webinar. We are doing it today. It was going to be last week. And I, as some people know, got unbelievably sick and I had to cancel it last week. But I knew this is like, whoa, it is not going to create anything good for me to try to push myself through this. So I just have to let it go. And I stayed in the bed and I slept and it was amazing. And I know, and this is an example of letting more of the true me come through. Sometimes we don't like what it looks like. Like maybe it means I need to slow down, or I need to stop, or I need to cancel my entire day, which is what I pretty much did that day. But I allowed more to integrate. I allowed rest to happen. I allowed stillness to happen. I allowed myself to just shut down. And I was able to, I know, receive a lot of new downloads, a lot of new awareness, and let a lot of old stuff go. So my body was kind of processing all of that and releasing. We talked about self-care a couple weeks ago in the Mind Body TV episode, and it was a great episode. But then it was like a week later, okay, Kim, put it into action. You've got to prioritize caring for yourself. And so a lot of times it's like, no, I have to do these things for other people. I have to be this thing in the world. And it's like, nope, you're going to be true to what's right for you right now. And that is the way you serve human. And again, that is the way you create more in your life, is by allowing that self-nurturance. And for me, it was a major reboot. We don't always know what it's going to create. Just like for me, it's like a year and a half ago before I got pregnant. I did not know why life was asking me to slow down and to kind of tune in and to let go of a lot of external things I was doing. I had no idea. I just knew it was what I needed to do. I just knew it really felt right. And so I kept choosing it and it kept slowing down. And it was within weeks I was pregnant. And amazing things came through in my business, like all kinds of new, way more fluid ways of doing things. So a lot got created, but I needed to go into that stillness. So when we're willing to do this, even though we don't understand, more can come through. And that's what we're going to share more about in this episode today. So welcome, everyone. I love hearing where you're joining from. I know a lot of people are listening to the recording or the podcast as well. So welcome to those who are listening later on. Ooh, Rachel says, I'm so glad you're feeling better. I love Wednesdays. I love Wednesdays too. It's good to be active in the middle of the week. Emily says, you're such a wonderful example of someone being in alignment with their inner being. Yes, and your realness helps us all in our journey. Thank you, Emily. I will definitely say that my path to doing that is 100% out of tuning into my body. The more I'm connected in my body, which is what we'll go into today, it's almost impossible not to, because it's so painful to be in discord. It's so painful to be out of alignment. It didn't used to be as much because, you know, it could kind of be a little more wishy-washy. But my commitment to that alignment was just growing and growing and growing every day. And so it required me to just really anchor into my body and be here now and feel everything I feel. And so then whenever I'm like 2 degrees off center, I really feel it. And it's like, oh, nope. Gotta let this thing go or choose this other thing or whatever the rearrangement might need to be to really honor this truth of who I am. So it comes through more fluidly. So for all of us, the more we connect with our body, which doesn't always feel good in the beginning, if there are a lot of suppressed things that we haven't wanted to face, the more we connect with our body, the more easy it is to always stay on your moment. Hello, Joanne from, I don't know what that says. Lysol 2? Medina from Charleston. Woohoo. Starlene. That's a beautiful name. Mira, Peter, Molly. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. So let's get into it. So a lot of times we're not showing up as who we truly are in the world in whatever way, whether it's conversation. Oh yeah, that sounds great. I'd love to do that. Or, you know, we're in a conversation that we're not really embodying who we are, either what we're saying and sharing, or very frequently in our listening. So instead of being present to, here's what I feel in my body while the other person is speaking, here's what I feel in my body while this thing is happening, we're doing this mind thing, like, oh, I know what I want to say next. So we're not even listening. We're just like, oh, here's what I want to say. Oh, yeah. And this happened to me. And here's how it went for me. And we're constantly in the head of what we want someone else to understand or what we want to express, instead of actually being in our embodiment and in our listening, which where so much more can happen. So, you know, I've shared before that communication is an electromagnetic expression, electromagnetic transmission. And for those of you who are interested in the Be the Medicine program, we go a lot more into this, into the electromagnetic field, how we are in alignment with that or out of alignment with that, how we can align it to what we truly want to communicate and how we really want to impact others, or it's like all discordant and there's so much work for us to do. When we're in this electromagnetic alignment, when we ignite it, it allows us to receive all the things we truly want, all the things that feed and nurture us, all the things that create those outcomes that we want, that we're working so hard to try to make them happen, whether it's money or love or getting a better job that you really love, or, oh, I just wish I had more time and could go and, you know, do more yoga or hiking or walking or playing or, I don't know, reading novels, whatever you want to do. What is that lack? It's always a lack of our own alignment. So when I was sharing, I had a live session with someone just in the last few days, and it all came in all of a sudden. And I've shared this before so many times about relax and breathe, be here now. This way of being fully present and listening at the cellular level, like really connecting with what's happening within me. And that's exactly what came up in this woman's session, was for more of her to come through and participate, she could simply access that by relaxing her body and breathing more fully. Now, I get it sounds ridiculous to think, if I just sit here and relax and breathe, all of a sudden money's gonna show up, all of a sudden my lover's gonna show up, all of a sudden my kids are gonna start behaving. Yes, a frickin' man, okay? Because what happens when I'm present feeling my physical body and I can relax even 2% more, doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm so present like this yogi guru and I'm totally chilled out. Just even 2% will open enough space. I allow myself to feel more fully what's actually going on. I allow myself to enter into the true moment, the present moment, what's actually happening versus being in my head and like the body's all tense and you're like, oh no, I just have to say this thing I have to say, or oh, I can't believe they just said this, why are they doing that? Or, oh, this is such a problem, here we go again. And you go into a contraction and you immediately enter a projection. You enter a mind pattern. It's already been played, it's already been done. You've already written it and now you're just in the script. And there you go and you react that way, or you say this thing, or you do that behavior. And oh, by the way, it brings your physiology, your chemistry into that same old alignment that you're trying to fix with like lose weight or heal my autoimmune disease or have more energy or fill in the blank. Be here now and you release those patterns. Relax your body and try it now. Breathe more fully, and whatever's triggering you can dissolve. Whatever's arising can be experienced and received. And the truth is, when we're more present, when we bring more of our attention, this pure source energy that we are, into anything, more of what we truly are shows up. It strengthens it, and more, and what we are not, the lie dissolves. So when we bring more energy and more breath to whatever we are feeling, everything that's a lie dissolves, everything that's truth is strengthened. So when we do want to have that result of more joy and more aliveness and more fun and more whatever, we allow everything to show up for us. Nicole says, oh, how I needed this today. Woohoo. So I'd love to hear for you, what is it that has you, or what are the questions really? Because a lot of times we think, well, that makes no sense. Relax and breathe. Nothing's going to happen. I got to make it happen. I have to go, go, go. What's keeping you in that engagement, in that contraction, in that tension, in that fear that you're just so sure nothing can happen if I don't hold on to this and keep pushing? What are you trying to make happen? What is it you'd like to truly receive? So whether you're going practitioner to practitioner or reading a ton of books or taking supplements, medications, or having procedures, or just like working hard in a job that you really don't love and isn't awesome, but you feel like I have to keep doing this and then later I'll get to that other thing. Where is the lack showing up in your life and what is it you would truly like to receive? Elaine says, out of alignment. Yes, my back is very out of alignment right now, trying to get it back in the right position. Okay, relax my body, breathe more fully, about to try it. It's pretty cool because I've had this lack of alignment, I guess you could call it, in like a rib over here on the right. And it's been like, oh boy, like a week and a half. It's been a while. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And, you know, I have gone to the chiropractor. I have done different things to treat it myself. And I realized a couple of days ago, like, this isn't resolving. What does my body really require to allow this to resolve? Because something's going on at a deeper level. And yeah, I'm holding my baby and I'm hunched over like this. And I know that has a lot to do with it. But I also know I could have the resilience to move through this and, you know, come into greater harmony. And so I kind of just felt into that and just kind of relaxed and let go of the fear of it. Cause a lot of times we'll get into contraction, like, it's not okay. It's not resolving. What am I doing? I gotta do something else. Relax and breathe. So the first thing I do is to just let it be exactly as it is. Cause instead of getting upset about it or worried about it or in fear that I don't know what to do or there's nothing that's working, I can just get curious about it and feel more fully what's actually happening in my body. So immediately when I do that, I was aware there was some fear that it's not getting better. There was some frustration. God, this is so annoying. There were some other emotions going on, not just the physical experience. So let's let that go because that'll actually anchor in the physical contraction. And then I have the awareness like, okay, it's okay, this is here right now. I'm willing to receive this and let it be exactly as it is. So for you, whether it's like frustration with your husband or your kid or your job or money or fear, or whatever, same thing. What's actually happening? What am I feeling? So breathe more fully, relax your shoulders. What's actually happening here? So experience the quote unquote problem, but actually just bring it to pure sensation. There is actually no problem we ever have other than the unwillingness to feel what we feel. If we're willing to relax and breathe, we feel what we feel, and the energy can move. The energy can move, and it always moves when we bring more presence and allowing. Relax and breathe. Relax the shoulders, breathe more fully. And that's been my mantra for years with, like, if I'm gonna have a client, and I'm like, there's one thing you need to remember, and if there's only one thing, it's to relax and breathe. Any moment you feel something you don't want to feel, something happens that's annoying, something gets your attention and you go into a spin out, relax and breathe. And so I'm not saying sit home all day long and do nothing. I'm saying that when you relax and breathe and become more present, the inspiration and guidance of what will truly be a contribution will be very evident. And you'll have the energy and the resources to do it. Nicole says, oh, and so it's in my shoulder. So I had, and it's still bothering me physically, although I'm not emotionally contracted about it. I'm like, okay, body, what do you need? It's okay. Let me drink a lot of water. What do you need? And my friend Megan texted me this morning because she had offered to give me a special magical acupuncture treatment. And she's like, hey, when do you want to come in for that treatment? I was like, oh my God, that'd be so cool for the, like, I really think it will really assist the alignment of exactly what I'm needing. Cause I know it's not just about my shoulder or about my neck. It's like so much more of an energy alignment. And I know this is aligned with what will contribute to me. So I could receive that. Like it just came 10 minutes before I started this broadcast. And I was like, oh yeah, that will work. Monday at 8:30 is perfect for me. And I have everything I need. So I'm not saying that's the be all end all. Oh, now I don't have this problem anymore. It's never about escaping anything. It's always about receiving everything you need. So we move through whatever it is more fluidly. So we move through life more fluidly. We are always in expansion. If we can move through things more fluidly, we can receive everything we need. Time, energy, money, health, joy, love. You've got to start with right now in this potentially painful moment that you don't want to enter, that you've just got to stay contracted around and push away. This is your portal. Nicole says, quick question. When I'm relaxing and doing my breathing exercises, most time my heart beats harder and faster. Can you explain why? Yes. When we do bring presence to a lot of the stuff that we've suppressed and like stuck it away in little corners and crevices and push it under the rug, now that energy starts moving, it starts vibrating. And a lot of those things are fear. So we begin to get present, we begin to breathe, and it's like saying, okay, body, I'm ready to let you be more fully alive. And the first thing that will come up are all the things that we decided were not good, we're not safe, we're not okay, and we are not going to go there. So we suppress, and then we're like, and I'm just living here from like the neck up. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Yep. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Everything's awesome. Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. Isn't that great? And we are in lack because there's not enough of our energy, the energy of the essence of who we are being lived. There's not enough of who we truly are, which is a match for the money and freedom and joy and love and, you know, partners and friends to come in. So it's always about allowing that stuff to come up first and then making space for it. So as the heart beats, you just put your hand on your heart. It's okay. I'm experiencing this. Let your body and these parts of you know it's okay that we experience this now. Because you've made like probably dozens of conclusions. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And then the body will put its alarm system off like ding, 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 ding. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't go there. This is not okay. So if you just let your body know, body, it's okay to feel everything we're feeling right now. Relax and breathe. Allow more life to come through your body, to come through your experience. That energy will shift. Alice says, I can't find the block that will open me to optimal health. I feel as though health, money, career, and friendships are completely off, but I'm so resistant to sitting with it. Part of me doesn't believe I can heal. This is not uncommon. I actually am in a group right now, which is all about the energetics of self-love. And it's we're moving through clearing old energies in the chakras, allowing the energy centers to receive updates, upgrades of software, so to speak. And it's so hard. When I'm sitting in the session, because we do them online and you're maybe for like an hour, hour and a half, present to your body, listening, connecting. And I'm like, oh my God, but I just have to send this email. Oh my God, but I forgot to check that text. Oh my God, but I forgot to send this message. Oh, da, da, da. And it's like, Kim, because my body will really register the threat of not doing that. It's not okay. It's not okay. I have to do this thing. And the trick that my mind will say, oh, no, no, no. Once you just do that one thing, then you'll feel better and you can really be present to the transmission. And it's like, oh my God. So every single week, well, it's been 2 weeks so far. Every time it's taken everything I have to not go into that and like think, oh, let me just send that one message and yeah. Okay, now I feel better. I can put that aside and here I really am. And like 2 minutes later, it comes up again. Wait a minute, you got to do this thing. You got to do this thing. And it feels like if I just do that thing, it's like the whack-a-mole. You whack that mole and you keep whacking those things back. Another one's going to pop up. So what was actually required was for me to let that thing, that disturbance, the thing that's saying, you just have to do this thing. You can't be fully present now, to let that come up fully and just sit with it and be with it and freaking breathe like nobody's business and feel and relax more so I can feel more, so more energy can move. And I didn't do it perfectly. But I did it enough, and it is enough, and so much moved, like eons of stuff, and there's more stillness. And even from the first week to the second week, it was way, way less, but the intensity of it is still the same. It's just there's less of it. So yes, this is exactly the thing that when you sit with it, will create the most in your life. When you allow that to release, now there's more space for the essence of you to show up. So the essence of you isn't, maybe I really like to play tennis and I should play tennis more and that's who I really am. Or maybe I should quit my job and do this other thing and then I'll be who I really am. It's so much less about any of the outside stuff or any of the doing and so much more about the inner alignment and the being. And I do want to share a message again that we have a webinar, live webinar today, which is really about those of us who are healers, or it kind of applies to parents too, because how you are being with your children when we're trying to get the result or help someone heal, all of that, it's so depleting. And when we can be in this inner alignment, it creates a really powerful impact electromagnetically that calls everyone and everything around us into that alignment. So we'll do more on that in the webinar today. It's at drkimd.com/healers if you're not already registered. And the Be the Medicine program, of course, we will be starting up in a few weeks. For those of you who would like to work with me live, this is exactly what we go into, is this inner alignment. It is so much more about calling in this inner alignment, allowing more of ourselves to come through. And that creates guidance, like specific moment to moment instructions. And it creates living in total harmony. So for health, what is exactly the thing that opens us to optimal health? For our work, for our money, for, you know, all of our relationships. It is the number one most important factor. And I have done so much work to try to kind of do it the other way before I finally realized, like, Kim, you really can let all of these things go. There's so much less to do and so much more about being. And so it's perfect with what Alice is saying with this thing she's being asked to sit with. Okay, Nicole says, this has totally been me lately, dealing with all these head issues. It's been so intense. I keep finding myself going back to fear and panic. When I'm present, I'm okay. But then it doesn't resolve and it keeps happening over and over. So I go back and forth between fear and calm. Well, that's the thing, is like, there are two resonances that we'll live in. We're either in fear or we're in love. When we're in the harmonic of love, or even just being an allowance of our fear, good enough. That's a harmonic of love. It will create a different frequency in our body, a different chemistry in our cells. When our DNA expression is different, everything changes. When we go into that suppression of fear, that contraction to protect us from fear, protect us from the things we fear, the exact opposite happens. And of course, you know, physiologically, chemically, we go into chaos, cortisol increases, everything gets disrupted. We're in discord in our immune system, discord in our digestive system, you know, all the things that are unwanted that cause disease. But also we're in an electromagnetic discord, meaning our entire signal, the frequency that our body emits to the world around us, is altered. And yes, I am writing my second book right now, and it just goes into all of this stuff in such a cool way. And I'm so grateful for how it came through. We completed the kind of the first iteration of it yesterday. So it's all there. And I talk a lot about this, and I'll definitely put the word out for those of you who are subscribed at drkimd.com when we get the book out probably mid-year next year. But there's so much more science on this than you might have ever imagined. Because since it's not so mainstream, you think, well, this doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. Maybe it's something we don't understand. It's something we very well understand scientifically. It's just, we're just beginning to apply this to the body. Kate says, housework and housekeeping. This is where I'm always struggling and always feeling lack. I homeschool and I wake up every morning stressed out, keeping the house under control, guilty for not being able to spend as much time as I want working on stuff with the kids. It's funny because, like, for me, it's this like guilt of I'm not spending time with my kids. And it's just an energy. If I let that energy shift, doesn't mean I'm going to be like, oh, now I don't really care about my kids. It just means I can choose to be with them or do something else, out of love instead of out of fear. And more can show up, like support, someone to help clean the house, or the energy to get that house clean, or the time, when you're in this alignment with moving out of guilt and into love. So be with the energy of that guilt or struggle or rush, or, oh, I gotta clean and I don't have enough time. Be with what's arising in your body right now, exactly at that moment. That is the magic moment. Like Alice was saying a minute ago, when I don't, it's the thing I don't want to sit with. It's exactly that thing. It's exactly the thing that gets your goat the most and has you come out of alignment. Or like I said, like for me, like grab the phone and, oh, I've got to get on our teamwork chat and I've got to put that message in because I forgot to tell my assistant to do this thing. It's like, be here now. Be with the energy of that discord that's driving that behavior, and just be present to what's actually arising so that you let that energy move. And now I can choose from love and clarity or from fear. And love and clarity may say, yep, go and put that message. Boom, boom, boom. There you are. Or it might say, yep, keep that over there. Here's where you are now. That will take care of itself. Either an hour later, I'll remember it spontaneously and put the message. Or much more frequently, I go and check and they're like, oh, we already took care of that. I'd say 90% of the time, it's the latter. It just gets taken care of in a way I didn't understand. Okay, Emily, what about if we have trauma in the past that makes going into the body really hard? Well, I mean, for me, I always love to get assistance. I always know that welcoming in assistance is really helpful and it's always available. So find either someone that you can work with. Of course, I do private individual sessions. Every single person who's come through that, or even just in my groups, will say they are much more deeply connected with themselves and have the awareness that this thing that was the bothersome thing is in a huge way is actually a gift. And when you can allow yourself to receive that, these things can dissipate. So I wouldn't shy away from it because of the trauma. I would actually begin to invite massive compassion for yourself and be willing to be massively generous with yourself, because the frequency of compassion and generosity is exactly what will allow you to receive the healing and to receive all of the resources that will assist your healing. So if I'm willing to be generous with myself, Kim, it's okay. You can have everything you need, all is well. Now I'm in a frequency that will invite resources, like my friend Megan saying, hey, let me give you this acupuncture treatment, let's do this. Or we flew my nanny across the country from Boston to come while my husband was traveling like a month ago, and it was on like a spur of a moment that we had to rearrange him. And then she's like, I'm free, we can do this. And it was like that. And the week before I had been like stressing out, how's this gonna work? I don't have a nanny locally. But like the volume got turned up on it when he's like, oh, and I'm gonna be traveling and leaving. And I was like, and I said, Kim, be anxious for nothing. You always receive what you need. It's okay for you to receive everything you need. And so being right and like, no, it's not okay, it's not okay. And giving, you know, my husband a hard time or letting him know like, no, this shouldn't be this way. That's the old story. I wasn't willing to go into that anymore. So I was able to receive something different. And this amazing person who I love came and took care of so much of my equation for those, I think like 3 weeks or 2 weeks while he was away. Randy says, I can see for some time the pattern of drawing in emotionally unavailable men who aren't willing or able to love me and engage with me to the level that I am with them or that I truly desire. But up until this week, I don't think I was able to believe I could have it. So I've been playing small. This message resonates so much. I want to find a way to really believe I can have the reflection of how big I want to show up in a relationship. So even forget about if you hope you can believe it, find a way to really believe it. So just relax your body, breathe more fully, and then feel all the pain of what you've lived with that lie. That lie that there really is no one out there who's going to give to me what I'm willing to give, or there really are no men out there who are emotionally available, so you got to just make do with what you got, or any of the lies known and unknown. It will all come up when you choose to relax and breathe, to embody more fully, to feel more of what you feel. So take 10 breaths to feel all the pain of that lack, all the pain of that lie. And like with resilience and willingness, let yourself feel it fully. My husband was just calling on the phone there. No. So let yourself feel all of that, breathe all of that, and let the energy move, which I guarantee you it will, because that's what energy does. Sometimes it intensifies before it moves, and then it's like, no, I can't possibly feel all this. Invite in more compassion, invite in more generosity for you, and you'll either receive the fruition of that shift, or like we just talked about with Emily, if there's traumas that maybe you haven't cultivated enough compassion and self-love and whatever to let all of it just move, that doesn't matter. You're meant to have some assistance. Welcome that in. Medina, I've been checking in with my body lately, and when I do, I notice my stomach is clenched and I'm holding my breath. I've started loosening and breathing every time I notice this. Perhaps it's connected to my health. Yes, it's connected to the health issues, 100%. Our breathing, just mechanically, we've seen, and neurologically, how fluid breathing dynamics open up the immune system, open up the digestive system, open up the nervous system, and allow fluidity in the body. Alex says, I've been practicing your work for a little over a year now to heal my autoimmune disease. I get so close to feeling better and consistently living the harmonic of love, and then I sabotage myself back into fear and lack. Feels like this is happening when I open up to receive, because it feels like when I open myself up, I'm suddenly bombarded with everyone else's crap. Well, there's still judgment. And when we stay in judgment of quote unquote everyone else's crap, it's just that signifies the more stuff I don't want to deal with. There's all this more stuff and I just don't want to deal with it. Instead of actually letting ourselves move fluidly through everything we feel. There isn't, as I've shared in the past, so much a matter of everyone else's energy that I'm picking up on as it is glitches where I have not been in resilience with that energy myself that has me hook into what's happening in them, or has it contract me, what they're bringing to the equation. So let it be an invitation. That's the next layer for you to move through. So it sounds like there's a lot of overwhelm in your system. So to be present with that overwhelm more fully, more completely, and let more of you show up in that moment. Okay, I am going to complete, but I do want to invite everyone to the Be the Medicine program. We're starting in a few weeks. We will very much be going into the harmonics, and there's like audios we'll have for each month to release and resolve and unwind these old patterns in the nervous system, in the energetic system. A lot of them are really unknown and we don't even necessarily have languaging for them, but we can come into a higher harmonic that allows the release of them. So especially if you're a practitioner and you're really wanting to step into something more authentic in assisting others or in being a healer, where it can be fluid and not so much hard work. I experienced that for many years and it definitely is not the path that creates the most for ourselves or for others. So it's a lot of like buying out of these old structures and old dynamics so we can truly enter into the resilience of what's available for us. So I would love, and I will look through these last few comments. Ooh, Nicole, love the background and all the blue. Someone's asking, how do I sit still at the dentist? Sometimes there's preemptive work we can do before going in. Like if you know you're going in for a conversation with your boss, or you know you're going to the dentist and you even just thinking about it brings up fear. You don't have to wait till you get into the chair to clear the fear that's arising. You could do it right now in the privacy of your cozy home and have a conversation with your body. Maybe tap some of the tapping points. DrKimD.com/EFT has an awesome little introductory mini course for tapping that I love using this to nurture our bodies, fuel our bodies, fill our bodies instead of fix the problem, which is where a lot of people are using tapping and it becomes really limited. DrKimD.com/EFT is an excellent way to assist you in moving through this. So for any of you who would like more, there are resources on the website. Certainly subscribe at drkimd.com and I will be sure to invite you each week for our Mind Body TV. We're creating some very new exciting things that we'll come up with in the next few weeks, I think, here, in addition to the Be the Medicine live program beginning. So there are still some spots left in that program if you would like to be a part of it, and I'll welcome your questions and I'll see you live in the webinar in just a little bit. Lots of love. We'll be here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern with MindBody TV.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.